This goes to Stacy Karstensen, C-A-R-S-T-E-N-S-E-N. F like Frank, N like November, P like practice. Fax 989-588-5052. Regarding Dolores, D-O-L-O-R-E-S, Cebulski, C-E, B like boy, U-L-S-K-I. Date of birth is 12-20-1937. Dear Stacy, this is a follow-up visit for Ms. Cebulski with stage 4 chronic kidney disease, hypertension, anemia, and secondary hyperparathyroidism. Her last visit was June 16th, 2025. Several follow-up visits required rescheduling due to weather and other illnesses in the office. So she is scheduled and was seen today, April 6th. Usually she goes to the Mount Pleasant location, but today she's in Alma. She's here with her son, and she states that she is feeling very well. No hospitalizations or procedures since her last visit. She does need a refill for her calcitriol, which was started in June for secondary hyperparathyroidism. She takes 0.25 micrograms, and that would be on Monday, Wednesday, Friday. Currently, no chest pain, palpitations. She does have some shortness of breath on exertion. She is using her walker today due to some stiffness in her hips and lower extremities and for stability, she reports. And no nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia, no diarrhea, blood, or melena. Urine is clear without cloudiness or blood. And her weight is stable. Medications, I want to highlight the Lasix, 20 milligram every other day. Bisoprolol is 5 milligram daily. Eliquis, 2.5 milligram twice a day. Spironolactone is 25 milligram every other day. Lipitor, she takes calcium, 500 milligram daily, and a vitamin D, 1,000 units daily. Hydralazine is 25 milligram twice a day. The calcitriol is 0.25 microgram Monday, Wednesday, Friday, and diltiazem is 125 milligram daily. She also uses Ativan, cranberry capsules, Tylenol for pain, and probiotics. Physical exam, weight 147 pounds. Pulse is 98. Blood pressure, left arm sitting, 114 over 84. Neck is supple without jugular venous distension. Lungs are clear. Heart is regular, no rub or murmur. Abdomen soft and non-tender, no ascites. She does have chronic edema of the lower extremities, feet, and about halfway up each knee, and that is stable. Labs, most recent lab studies were done April 1st, 2026. Creatinine is 2.21. Estimated GFR is 21. Calcium is 9.9. Albumin is 4.5, phosphorus 4.5, electrolytes are normal, hemoglobin 11.1, normal white count, normal platelets. Assessment and plan, 1, stage 4, chronic kidney disease with stable creatinine levels. The patient will continue having renal chemistries and CBC done every 3 months. 2, hypertension is well controlled. 3, anemia of chronic disease, stable. And 4, secondary hyperparathyroidism, and we did refill the calcitriol to Eagle Pharmacy in Farwell, so she can continue taking that. And we will be checking the intact parathyroid hormone with every lab draw also, as well as calcium levels. And she will have a follow-up visit with this practice in 6 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.